mean, do you think most people feel that way? Kind of what I'm getting at.
I think the people that have been there are like, oh, it's really sad. This is, like, pretty. But I don't think they think twice about, like, I think they probably appreciate the convenience of having, like, three grocery stores within a mile of their house.
Yeah.
Like, and there probably are three grocery stores within a mile of most people's houses. Yeah.
All right. I want to talk about, this is the first time this has come up in an interview, about this East Roswell not being Roswell thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, tell me about that. What are the boundaries? Where is Roswell? Where isn't Roswell? That sort of thing.
I would say it's like Holcomb Bridge 400. And on that side is Roswell. Like, not the east side of it.
Uh-huh.
I would say that side's Roswell. Like, Roswell. And then on the other side's East Roswell, which is different from Roswell. And then I guess on the other boundaries, it kind of like, I would say they're more like sign boundaries. Like, I mean, like when you get into East Cobb, I'd say that's kind of where it switches over.
Right.
So it's, yeah, that makes sense. And you got like the river area. Yeah, like the river. I would say on the other side of that, you wouldn't really consider Roswell. It's probably getting into more like Sandy Springs. But on the other side, you consider Roswell. That makes sense.
Yeah. What is it about?
Oh, we would go to the river to hang out a lot.
Okay, yeah, tell me about that.
Sorry. Yeah, no. I mean, high school, that's what we would do. We, like, if we didn't go to someone's house, we would go to the river, cook out, attempt a canoe, like, just hang out there. Okay. Yeah. There you go. That's all.
Cool. No, good. He appreciates it. The microphone. I'm weird. Okay. Why isn't East Roswell the same as Roswell?
I think because, mostly I'll just because say it's, like, far away. Like, you have to, if you're, like, living in Roswell, you have to drive, like, 20 minutes to get to East Roswell. Because by the time you, like, drive over Holcomb Bridge and cross 400 and all that kind of stuff, it's, like, far away. So, I mean, I think that's the main thing that separates it. But then, like, I mean, that's, like, 30 minutes away from, like, the historic part of Roswell.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so, I mean, I think that has, like, a lot to do with it. I mean, it's, like, distance.
Right.
And so, like, you don't grow up with those people. You don't really, like, see them. And I feel like it has a different feel because I mean, I think there is something to Roswell having, like, kind of this old area, makes it more of a town than probably other suburbs more so. You know, I don't know if that makes sense at all.
Yeah, sure. But, it does, yeah. I mean, it's about how you perceive it.
Right.
What you really perceive to be true is true. So.
I think that's pretty much it, though.
Yeah, so you don't really interact with, like, Centennial High School kids?
Mm-mm. Like, I would say Roswell cares, like, more about Milton. Like, Roswell's closer to, like, Alpharetta than it is, like, East Roswell.
Right. Interesting. So, yeah, what would you say your relationship is with, like, Marietta, East Cobb, Sandy Springs, Alpharetta, Milton, those areas?
Okay. Well, I guess it's Milton now is, like, the close thing to Roswell. Like, I would say Roswell, a group of Roswell kids from Roswell High School probably is closest to Milton. Sandy Springs, I feel like, is a little too far away. East Cobb, I mean, it's close, but I don't think they interact as much, unless it's, like, through church, because a lot of youth groups mix that. But I would think, because what I would always think of as Alpharetta is now Milton, like, in my head, you know what I mean?
Because right,
Alpharetta was, like, huge.
Oh, yeah.
That's, like, kind of, because I guess that's, like, where my friends would go, like, the Milton High School area, then, like, Milton. And plus, because, like, a lot of us went to Northwestern, which is now, in, like, which is in Milton.
Okay.
And, like, almost everyone went to Milton High School except, like, a small group of us went to Roswell.
I gotcha. Yeah. It's interesting to look at a map of what used to be Alpharetta, and now Alpharetta's just this tiny little pocket, and Milton is
big.
Yeah, it's interesting the way they did that. Yeah, do you think that each of those areas has a distinct identity from Roswell, or do they share things in common?